الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله اللهم صل على محمد كلما ذكره الذاكرون وصل على محمد كلما غفل عن ذكره الغافلون اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ويل لكل همزة لمزة الذي جمع مالا وعدده يحسب أن ماله أخلده كلا لينبذن في الحطمة وما أدراك ما الحطمة نار الله الموقدة التي تطلع على الأفئدة إنها عليهم مؤصدة في عمد ممددة صدق الله العظيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته In a big gathering we make salam to somebody and we don't make salam to somebody they feel offended so make one salam for everybody and Allah creates sincere love and muhabbat amongst the Muslims I've recited a surah of the Quran from para 30. Many of us know this surah by heart. Whatever little advices will be shared is first for me and first for others. The political news, we are all aware of, the social media is full of political news. Friday, we just got 15 minutes. And this 15 minutes, let me share an authentic verse of the Quran and some authentic teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. During the golden era of Rasulullah, there were many non-Muslims and some of them were very rich and wealthy. When our beloved Rasulullah explained to them to worship one Allah, do not worship idols. There were idols in the Kaaba. People used to make tawaf around the Kaaba naked. People drink alcohol. They should womanize, bury the young daughters alive. They should fight one another over small things. And they used to write in the wool that if I had an argument and fight with so and so, you must also continue fighting with so and so when I pass away also. Our beloved Rasulullah came, the beautiful deen of Islam, and told people to worship one Allah and explained to the people that success is not in wealth, success is in becoming a good human, in obeying the commands of Allah and following the teaching of Rasulullah. Alcohol intoxicants takes a person's intellect away. They commit rape, murder when they are drunk. And Islam teaches us ikram and Muslims to have love and respect for one another. And people were enemies and after accepting Islam, they became friends. And this is the teaching of Rasul. We put in our lives today, we become friends, we'll be united. But in this surah, Allah speaks about the wealthy and rich people in the golden era of Rasulullah ﷺ, that they had a loose tongue because they were very rich and wealthy. When money goes to your head, that you think you are trying to control the others, or control the world. Allah speaks about the wealthy, rich people who oppose our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Abdullah bin Abbas has mentioned that the above verses refer to Akhnas bin Shariq, who used to mock people. And as Ibn Juraij alayhi rahmah states, that the first verses refer to Walid bin Mughira, used to speak ill of our beloved Rasulullah in his presence and in his absence. Imagine sitting in the company of Nabi Sallam, and on the blessed face of us is telling Nabi words that are not, that is unpleasant for us to hear also. A group of commentators are of the opinion that the verses refer to Ubay bin Khalaf, while others mention that they refer to a person called Jamil bin Amir. Nevertheless, the verses clearly state that any person who engages in such evil deeds will be destroyed. People who attach no value to their salvation waste their lives searching for faults in others so they may publicize this. Before making the translation of this beautiful surah, we need to have love and respect for our respected ulama-i kiram, imams of the masjid. The correct aqidah and beliefs of the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. We have to show respect to the Sahaba. We have to show respect to every verse of the Quran. We have to show respect to every authentic hadith and teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And our respected ulama-i kiram, imam of the, not necessarily West Street Masjid, I'm speaking generally of every masjid, every city, country of the world. Our respected ulama-i kiram on a Friday Jummah platform or during the course of the week after any Faraz Salah, we have some visiting guests or some senior alim giving us advice on the variety of subjects. We have 30 paras of the Quran from Alif Lam Mim Tulkul A'udhu bi Rabbin Nas. And there are certain major sins which we all know that we have to abstain from. Listening to music, immorality, alcohol, gambling, interest, having illicit relationship, etc. May Allah protect us from all those major sins. So if our ulama-i kiram are doing amal bil ma'ruf and nahi anil munkar, calling the people towards those actions that will give them Jannah, paradise, and reminding them of those sins that will take them to Jahannam. And we need to remember death and life after death. Whatever good action we do is for our benefit. We all going to sleep in our own grave, and we all have to stand in front of Allah Ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. Now let's do the translation of this beautiful surah of the Quran. Destruction be for every person who searches for faults in others and who mocks. Somebody is an upright, good Muslim reading Salah. And who can have more wonderful qualities than our beloved Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? To make a mockery of our beloved Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam or any great Sahabi, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, Umar radiallahu anhu, Usman radiallahu anhu, Ali radiallahu anhu, and the great awliya ikram of the past and the present, Hazrat Hassan Basri rahmatullah alayhi, Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jalani rahmatullah alayhi, Khaja Muinin Chishti rahmat Baridin Ajmer. These are all pious personalities who did good work and people got guided on Sirat al-Mustaqim. So we mustn't speak bad of any pious personality. And the other bad quality, who amasses wealth and keeps meticulous count of it. These non-Muslims, sometimes they are very rich and wealthy. And they say money talks. And when money goes to the head, they can buy the judge in the court. They can buy the government ministers off. They give them bribe to play their tune, etc. But remember, Allah is watching. Every action of ours in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When people are being sent towards Jahannam, no amount of money will be able to save them. Let us rectify our mistakes and be humble and admit our mistakes. And they like to count the money too, how they can make more and more. From 1,000, I'll make it to 100,000. From 100,000 to million. From million to 10 million. From 10 million to 100 million. And they just want to increase the wealth. This is the bad quality of this proud, arrogant people. He thinks that his wealth will keep him alive forever. We are all going to die. Nobody lives forever. The pleasures of the world are temporary. You can be how rich. But Allah made the poor man's stomach and the rich man's stomach the same size. We can eat few morsels. Even if you can afford to buy an ox every day or 20 chickens per day you got, But your stomach can only digest few morsels of meat, few morsels of food. And as you get sickly and elderly, you can't even eat. The real enjoyment is in Jannah, paradise. Never he will certainly be thrown into the treasure. How will you know what the treasure is? It's Allah's kindled fire, which penetrates the hearts. It will certainly be locked over them in extended palace. This proud and arrogant people during the golden era of Rasulullah, so Abu Jahl, Abu Lahab, and other non-Muslim, Akhnas bin Shariq, etc. Al-Ya'zu Billah, they're making a mockery of our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa. They make a mockery of the verses of the Quran. And those days the currency was real gold and real diamond. Today we have notes, dollars, pounds, whatever. We have our bank cards in our pockets. We think we can just swipe it everywhere. And we can oppress people and do what we want. And we think we can just buy the judge and the lawyers in the courts with our money and oppress people around us. Allah is watching. We cannot do that. So in this verse, Allah speaks particularly amongst Muslims and non-Muslims. They oppose the Anbiya Ikram, they oppose the verses of the Quran, they oppose the good Muslims. Now, once we got Iman, Shaitan will make us fight amongst ourselves. You see, we must be humble, say, I don't know. I'm a student from cradle to the grave. There's always somebody more knowledgeable to us. But we see somebody that is reading his salah 5 times a day. They got kurta, topi, beard. They're wearing the garments above the ankles. We don't see him going to the nightclub or the cinema or the pubs to drink alcohol. Let us have good opinion on them. Ya ayyuhallazina amanu istanibu kaseeran min az-zann inna ba'da az-zanni ismu wa la tajassasu wa la yaghtab ba'dukum ba'da. Allah Ta'ala says, don't have evil opinion on one another, not backbite. Obviously, if somebody is promoting homosexuality or promoting alcohol or gambling or inviting people to the cinema and the casinos, then the ulama have to raise the voice that beware of such type of people, because they will take you to Jahannam. And the clear teaching of Islam, وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى وَلَا تَعَاوَنُوا الْإِسْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. Assist one another in good action and don't assist one another in sins. And the harms of creating infighting, disunity amongst Muslims. Hazrat Huzaifa radiallahu anhu narrated, Rasulullah said, one who carried tales not into Jannah. Mentioned Mishkan Sharif, page 411. Hazrat Abdul Rahman bin Ghanam radin, as well as Asma bint Yazid narrates that Rasulullah said, the best servants of Allah are those who remind you of Allah when you see them. And the worst servants of Allah are those who carry tales, who cast enmity between friends, and who desire that harm should come to those who stay away from the evil. Mentioning Mishkat Sharif, page 415. Once while speaking to Rasulullah sallam, Hadha Aisha radiyallahu alluded towards the shortness of Hadha Safiya radiyallahu anha, who was also one of Rasulullah sallam's wives. Rasulullah sallam then told Hadha Aisha radiyallahu anha, our spiritual mother, that she had spoken a word which is so evil that it could contaminate the ocean. Mentioned Mishkat Sharif, page 414. Had Abdullah bin Umar narrated, Rasulullah said, the person cannot be a mu'min who mocks, who curses, who is vulgar, and who carries out indecent acts. Also mentioned in Mishkat Sharif, page 413. The discussion concerning the abomination of backbiting has been given in various ayat of the Quran, Surah Hujarat, verse 12 of Surah Hujarat. May Allah protect us. Now, people in glass form must not throw stones. We are plus minus 1,447 years away from the golden era of Rasulullah. Nobody is perfect. We point one finger at the next person, 3 fingers will be pointing towards us. And we have a critical attitude. Then people inspect your private life and our faults will also come out. May Allah protect us. Now one is when we are busy in some good a'mal, our tongues are under control. We're reading Salatul Jama'ah, no time to talk. In the masjid, you got the tasbih in your hand, no time to talk. You got Quran Sharif in your hand, you recite, no time to talk. But after Salah time, maybe outside the masjid, or Saturday night friends get together, and then sometime they talk one thing and start end up gossiping and gibber. And friends get together playing cards on the weekend or free time. While playing cards, they're speaking about the whole world but forgetting about themselves. And sometimes they're playing cards to stroll late in the night, they miss their fajr in the morning too. They're not speaking about how many fajr they missed and how many salah they're not reading with jama'ah, but they want to speak about this person and that person. And especially our respected ulama kiram, have love and respect for them. And whatever little advices they share with us, it is for our benefit to go to Jannah and Paradise. Now, I'll be reading a Jummah khutbah today. And some of the khutbahs, the words are very enjoyable and rhyming, but for us to take lesson. One is, every Nabi of Allah Ta'ala that went through difficulty, they turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam was put into the fire, he turned to Allah, Allah help him. Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil, la ilaha illa hu. When Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, brothers threw him in the well, he turned to Allah. Allah sent a group of travelers to take him out. When Nabi Yunus alayhi salam was in the ocean, the darkness of the night, the darkness of the stomach of the whale, and the darkness of the ocean, he recited, La ilaha illa anta subhanak inni kuntum illa, took him out of the stomach of the whale. And every Nabi, even Nabi Musa alayhi salam, when he was confronted with Fir'aun, he turned to Allah, Allah help him. And there's one, two rhyming words. إِلَّمُ أَنَّ الدُّنْيَا دَائِرَةٌ وَلَزَّتُهَا فَانِيَا وَطَاعَتُهَا بَاقِيَا وَحَاسِلُهَا فَوْتُ وَآخِرُهَا مَوْتُ. Remember, this worldly life is temporary and is round. The enjoyment of this world is temporary. We can make nikah to the most pretty woman. Each day we are getting older. Few months down the line we become parents. We become grandparents. Then time to leave the world. In Jannah, the pious wife in this world will be the best hur in Jannah, and they will remain young and healthy forever. And whatever we got in this world, you can, we have millions in your bank. The time of death comes, you have to separate from your wealth, from your family, and will be inherited by somebody else. And also, we all have to taste that. Remember, brother, lana badanun za'ifun za'if, wa safarun tawilun tawil, wa zadun qalilun qalil, wa lahdun amikun amik. Oh, my brothers, we are human, we are weak. We cannot do ibadah 24 hours of the day. We need 6-7 hours of sleep. When we're hungry, we need to eat. Thirsty, need to drink something. The time of 5 times farah salah takes few minutes. To read the Quran, we said few minutes it takes. Let us value. Remember, our destination is very long. That is to go to Jannah, Paradise. And we got this little life in this world to prepare for Jannah, Paradise. And remember, وَلَحْدٌ عَمِيكٌ عَمِيكٌ, the grave is deep. 6 feet we have to go down. Our family and friends, brothers, they read, مِنْهَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ وَفِيهَا نُعِيدِكُمْ وَمِنْهَا نُخْرِجُكُمْ, that we've created from sand, we return to sand. And be resurrected once again from sand. Because the Jummah is a bit long, the khutbah is a bit long, I'll make my bayan short so that we'll have enough time for the khutbah and namaz. And inshallah, by 1 o'clock, we'll finish. Inshallah, brothers, read your sunnats. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahu hamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.